Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. At Close Quarters, PT Boats in the United States Navy by Robert J. Bulkley is a focused history of the U.S. Navy patrol torpedo boat program and the small craft sailors who fought a big war from some of the smallest combatants. Centering on the fast, lightly built, and heavily armed PT boats of World War II, the book explores how these craft evolved from experimental concepts into a flexible tool for coastal defense, night attack, reconnaissance, and interdiction. Bulkley situates PT operations within the larger naval campaign, showing why small boats mattered in island chains, narrow seas, and contested littorals where destroyers and cruisers were not always the best fit. The narrative highlights the realities of close-range combat, the improvisation required to keep fragile hulls operating under harsh conditions, and the tactical ingenuity that developed around speed, surprise, and darkness. It also introduces the organizational and logistical backbone behind PT squadrons, offering readers a grounded view of how a specialized capability was built and employed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins, design, and the promise of speed. A central topic is how the U.S. Navy arrived at the PT boat as a serious combat system. The book traces the early appeal of small, fast craft that could deliver torpedo attacks against larger ships, then disappear before heavier guns could respond. It explains the design compromises inherent in building for speed: lightweight wooden construction, powerful engines, limited armor, and a constant tension between adding weapons and preserving performance. Readers gain perspective on why PT boats were never simply miniature destroyers, but purpose-built platforms optimized for night operations and short, violent engagements. The discussion emphasizes how evolving threats and operational lessons reshaped the boats over time, including changes in armament as commanders realized that machine guns and small-caliber cannon were often as important as torpedoes. The development story also illuminates procurement realities, the role of competing builders, and the Navy's learning curve in turning prototypes and early batches into standardized squadrons. By placing technology alongside doctrine, the book shows that speed alone was not a strategy, and that success depended on matching the boat's strengths to the right missions and environments. Secondly, training, squadron culture, and life afloat. Bulkley treats PT effectiveness as the product of people and preparation, not just hardware. This topic looks at how crews were selected and trained for demanding work that combined seamanship, gunnery, navigation, engineering, and improvisation under pressure. PT operations required exceptional coordination. The navigator's plot, the skipper's judgment, the torpedo man's timing, and the engineer's ability to keep high-strung engines alive in punishing tropical conditions. The book explores the distinctive squadron culture that emerged from this environment, where small crews depended on each other and where initiative often mattered as much as formal procedure. It also conveys the material reality of PT life, cramped spaces, maintenance burdens, shortages, the challenges of basing in forward areas, and the strain of repeated night sorties with little rest. Attention is given to support infrastructure such as tenders, spare parts, fuel, and local repair solutions that kept boats running despite fragility and battle damage. By highlighting routine alongside combat, the book helps readers understand why PT units could be both agile and vulnerable, and why their wartime reputation was rooted in sustained effort, not isolated heroics. Thirdly, tactics at night, ambush, reconnaissance, and interdiction. The book explains PT tactics as a practical response to the boat's advantages and limitations. Operating at close quarters meant fighting in darkness, using coastline, islands, and weather to mask approach. Bulkley outlines how ambush tactics worked, from quiet movement toward likely enemy routes to sudden bursts of speed for attack and withdrawal. He describes the role of scouting and reconnaissance, where PT boats observed harbors, reported movements, and helped shape larger operational decisions. Interdiction emerges as another core mission, disrupting barge traffic, small convoys, and resupply runs that were critical in littoral campaigns. The analysis shows how PT commanders balanced risk and reward, since closing distance increased accuracy, but also exposed the boat to shore batteries, aircraft, and small-caliber fire. The book also considers coordination with other forces, such as aircraft, coastal watchers, and larger ships, demonstrating that PTs often served as connective tissue in joint and combined operations. Through this topic, readers see how doctrine evolved from early assumptions about torpedo attacks against capital ships to a broader, more realistic menu of missions that exploited PT mobility and local presence. Fourthly, combat realities, firepower, vulnerability, and adaptation. PT boats carried significant firepower for their size, but they were also highly exposed. Bulkley examines the hard physics of close-range engagements: wooden hulls that could be shredded, fuel that could ignite, and crews who fought in the open. This topic explains how armament changes reflected battlefield needs, including the growth of gun-centric loadouts for engaging small craft and shore positions. The book describes how crews adapted with field modifications and mission-specific configurations, illustrating wartime innovation from the deck plates up. It also highlights the problems that complicated torpedo warfare, such as reliability issues, challenging firing solutions at high speed, and the difficulty of distinguishing targets at night. The narrative emphasizes that PT successes were often incremental and hard-won, and that losses could come quickly from mines, groundings, air attack, or concentrated defensive fire. Damage control and recovery feature as part of the combat story, showing how crews tried to save boats and comrades under extreme conditions. By focusing on adaptation, the book argues that PT effectiveness grew not from a single technological breakthrough, but from continuous adjustment in tactics, weapons, and operating habits. Lastly, strategic value and historical legacy of the PT program, beyond individual actions, the book assesses what PT boats contributed to the wider naval war and why their impact can be misunderstood if measured only by tonnage sunk. Bulkley explains how PT forces influenced local sea control, denied enemy freedom of movement in restricted waters, and provided persistent pressure in areas where larger ships were scarce or poorly suited. The discussion places PT operations within the broader logistics struggle of the Pacific and other theaters, where small-scale transport and coastal traffic often mattered as much as fleet engagements. The book also considers command decisions and institutional lessons, including how the Navy evaluated PT performance, allocated resources, and integrated small craft into campaign planning. The legacy topic addresses why PT boats became culturally prominent, yet operationally complex. They were glamorous symbols of daring, but also tools with specific constraints. By weighing achievements against limitations, Bulkley offers a more mature understanding of the program's wartime role and post-war memory. Readers come away with a sense of how small combatants can shape outcomes indirectly by multiplying options, collecting information, and creating continuous friction for an adversary operating near shore. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want more than a highlight reel of famous PT encounters, naval history enthusiasts, World War II researchers, modelers, and maritime museum visitors, and anyone curious about how small units function inside large campaigns. It also works well for military professionals and students interested in littoral warfare, because PT boats present an early case study in speed, stealth, and distributed capability operating close to an enemy coastline. The main benefit is the book's ability to connect technical design, training, basing, and tactics into a coherent picture of why PT squadrons succeeded when they did and why they sometimes struggled. That integrated perspective helps readers think critically about how equipment and doctrine co-evolve under combat pressure, a lesson that remains relevant in modern coastal operations. Compared with many similar books that lean heavily on legend, celebrity, or isolated anecdotes, Bulkley's approach is valued for its analytical framing and attention to the organizational realities behind missions. If you want a serious, operations-minded account that still conveys the human and mechanical demands of fighting at close range, this title is worth buying for the depth it brings to an often romanticized subject. If you would like to support Robert J. Bulkley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.